story that you have in Parshas Kisavo. And then we'll discuss at greater length one particular theme, which is raised at the very, very end of the Haftarah. We pointed out last time that Tosfos comments in Megillah and Daf Lamed Aleph from the days that, of course, that these Haftarahs that we read this time of the year are part of the Shiva de Nechemta. This is the special period of Nechama following Tisha B'Av until the end of the year. And Tosfos points out that if you look in the Haftarahs, you find that they're all taken from the Navi Yeshayah, and they don't follow the sequence of the Prokim that you find in Yeshayah. What then is the sequence? The Tosfos points out that rather it's Holchos and Mishalchos Yosef, that each Haftarah is considered to be a greater aspect of Nechama. And in fact, we pointed out that there is a Psikta that Avudraham quotes that tells us that the sequence of the Haftarahs that we find of the Shift and the Chemta follow a discussion that occurs between the Nevi'im and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Bnei Yisrael. That after you have the experience of Tisha B'Av and the Korban Habayis, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the Nevi'im and said, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. And Bnei Yisrael rejected the Nechamas HaNevi'im, saying that we will only be satisfied if we hear Nechama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. And that was the Haftarah that we discussed, that Ani Yisrael Lo Nechama, that Bnei Yisrael says that we do not yet feel a proper Nechama, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has to come and to give us that proper Nechama. So the Psikta points out that that is what you find in this Haftarah, and that is why this is considered to be that Holchos and Meshachos Yosef, this is considered to be a great Nechama, because this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that what exactly he will do, not Ayidei Navim, but what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do directly. So this is what is described in the very beginning of the Haftarah that you find, that in the time of Yimos HaMashiach, that the Bias HaMashiach will be comprised, and it will be characterized as something of the great aura of Geula, a great light that will be shown right upon the world. So that's how the Haftarah begins, that Kumiyori Kivore, that the aura of Geula is going to come, and as the Avraham points out, Uchvod Hashem Alayiv Zaraf means the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will directly be felt. And this was an Nechama that Bnei Yisrael now was experiencing, the promise of Geula and the direct involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this promise that you have. This is what you find in the very beginning of the Pesukim of the Haftarah, the great light that you will have, because when you live in Golos, Tosef Beis tells us that it's a time of Choshech Yichasa Eretz. It's a time that the world is covered by darkness. It's a time that there isn't a real Gilui Shechina. It's a time of Hester Panim. And this is what we look forward to in the time of the Geula, that it will be a great time of revelation. The Kvod Hashem will be felt. And not only will we go ahead and experience it, but even other nations of the world will do so as well. So the first few psukim that you find in the Haftarah describes this experience, the time of Bias HaGolah, experiencing the aura of the Geula. In Pasuk Dalet, you find that the Navi begins to tell us how the Geula will come about. And the first thing he mentions is the process of Kibbutz Galios, that all of Bnei Yisrael, which is scattered, will be returned to Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Kulam Nikbitzu Uva'olach, that your sons, your descendants, whether they come from close or far away, all of them will be brought together. And furthermore, the Navi continues and tells us later, starting with Pasuk Vav, that this Kibbutz Galios does not only apply to Bnei Yisrael, but even all the other nations of the world, as we've seen in the previous Haftarahs, even they will come and they will go ahead and give the proper Shevach that you find to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So beginning with Pasuk Vav that you find in the Haftarah, it describes that all things that will be brought from scattered nations throughout the world, that everyone will go ahead and ultimately be the ones to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Navi Yeshayah continues with a further Haftarah, that not only will all of the nations of the world be the ones who will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they will also serve Bnei Yisrael as well. This is what is underscored in, again, Perek Samach Pasuk Yud, that Uva'u Bnei Bnei Char Chamosayich U'malcheim Yishrasuneich, that the Bnei Nechar, the strange nations, estranged from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will the ones who will actually build up, they will the ones who will actually involve themselves in this process, and their kings will be the ones who will go ahead and serve you. And therefore, this is part of the Haftarah. This is what you find as well in Pasuk Yibayis, that Kol Goy Ham Malachah Shalo Yavduch Yobedu, that any nation that doesn't follow, like what the Navi is saying, that they will not be the ones to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be subservient to Bnei Yisrael, so they will perish. They will no longer be able to survive in the time of Moshe Mashiach. And the Navi continues, especially in Pasuk Yudalid, and tells us that especially those who oppressed you in the time of Galus, right? Vahoku Eilayich Shecholach Bnei Me'onayich, that the ones who were tremendously oppressive to you, they will ultimately have to come and bow down, and they will have to go ahead and serve you as a result of what will happen in Moshe Mashiach. And then the Haftorah starts its conclusion with Pasuk Yazayin in describing the greatness and the beauty that will exist in Zion in the time of Geula. How Tachas Anachoshes Avizahav, that in place of what was copper before, now there will be all gold, and in place of the iron that existed before, there will be Kesef. And all of these things will be done for the covenant of Bnei Yisrael and for the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the ultimate Haftacha, which again the Pesukta summarizes for us, is considered to be the real Nechama, is what is mentioned explicitly in Pasuk Yates, and that is that we will no longer count on the Shemesh La'or Yoma, we will no longer count on the need for the sun to provide light for us, nor will we have to depend on the moon to radiate at night, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself will be the Or Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Gilui Shechina, that is something that will enlighten the world. That as we often mention, that you find in the Kinos, that in a time of Galus, in a time of Hester Panim, of Shechinta Begalusa, there is a Mechitzas HaBarzel, there is a separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that causes what the Navi Yishai began with in the Haftarah, the Choshech al Pnei Haaretz. And when you experience this, the Esago also is described as being a time of Or Olam. It's a time that in Pasuk Chafalach you find that Ba'amei Kulam Tzadikim, Lolam Yirshu Aretz. It's a time that we will be all righteous. Interesting that there is a Tosis Yishanim that writes in Yuma that this means that there will not be violations of Averos any longer. The Gemara sometimes brings up issues, and the Gemara raises a point that Hilchos HaMashiach. Why is the Gemara so interested in this? Hilchos HaMashiach. The standard explanation of Hilchos HaMashiach that you find is that it's something that doesn't apply now. It'll apply again when you have a Beis HaMikdash. So at that point in time, so we will find out what the real halacha is. But some Rishonim understand Hilchos HaMashiach to mean even more than that. But why are you centering around certain averos? We don't have need a full kapar al yidei karbon bizman hazeh, and masibavu v'amei kolam tzadikim, that they won't need that type of kaparas hakarbon. Interesting idea. What will in fact be the case? Masibavu, will there be a regular understanding of avera and so on as we have it, or will there not? The Haftorah concludes here in Pasuk Chavez with a very, right, almost perplexing statement, the last two words of the Haftorah, which gives rise to a major discussion that you find in the Rishonim and Achronim. The Pasuk tells us that HaKaton Yiyah Le'elef Hatzilu Goyatsum, right, those who are small will become and they will multiply and become a great nation, that Ani Hashem Bi'ita Hatishema, that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bi'ita, Bi'ita means at its designated time, Achishena, I will quickly speed it up. The last two words in the Haftorah, Bi'ita Achishena, seem to pose somewhat of a paradox. It seems to be referring to the time that Golos will end, and the Dias HaGoel will come, and when will this occur? Bi'ita Achishena, at its appropriate time, but yet Achishena, it will be a quick process. So what exactly do these words mean in Poshut Pshat? So the Radak says that it means the following, that the Yesh Lefarish Kishyagia Ita, that when the time of the Golus ends, then Achishena, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that he will make the process of Geula quick, meaning Legomra Mehera, in order that its conclusion should be quick. Ki lo yarich zman me'es hachel ha-yeshua ad kalosa, that the period of the Geula itself, from the very onset of the Geula to its culmination, will be a quick one. That's how the Radak, in terms of Poshut Pshat, understands. The Geula will come, the Ita, it will come at its proper time, but Achishena, the process of Geula itself, will be a quick one. That's how the Radak understands in terms of Poshut Pshat. What the Gemara comments, right, in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzarichas, is this is referring to two different options for the Zman of Geula. Here the Gemara says that if Bnei Yisrael is lo zachah, if they will not be zochet to geula, in other words, we will not do tshuva and we will not be worthy of geula, then it will be be'ita. Then geula will nonetheless come. However, achishena means that it is within our capability, al yedei tshuva, to go ahead and to speed up the geula. That's what the Gemara explains in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph, that there are two different times that the geula can occur. There is a set time, as the Gemara mentions at length, and that's Sayyidina Rabbeis and Sanhedrin, that the Geula ultimately will come even if Bnei Yisrael will not be Chozer B'tshuva. But that will be a very lengthy process. However, there is a Haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Achishena, that is within our hand to make this process a very quick one. And that is Ayyidei Tshuva. So it's not referring, as Radaksa simply in Pashut Shad, meaning that Geula will come at a certain time, but the process can be speeded up, meaning from the onset of the Geula to the culmination of the Geula. But rather it means that there are two completely separate tracks. There's a track of Be'ita, and there's a track of Achishena. This is Geula, Bias HaGoa, which comes Ayyidei Tshuva, and Bias HaGoa, which comes even when no Tshuva is done. So where is this notion found, Be'ita Achishena, that there is this idea that you have a double Geula? So it's very fascinating is if you look in Chumash itself, it would appear that there are two different parshiyos that you find that are devoted to the concept of Geula. One is stressed by what the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Malachim. The Rambam discusses what will be the function of the Melach HaMashiach. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim and Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the following, that HaMelach HaMashiach Asid La'amod U'lahachzir Malchus David Yoshna U'lamshala HaRishonah. Right, the Melech HaMashiach will eventually come, and he will be the one to reinstitute, right, the Malchus of Beis David as it originally was. And Ubona HaMikdash, the Rambam writes that the Melech HaMashiach will be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. This is not simple. Right? Some of you may recall from the Gemara in Sukkah and after the Malach Medalev, the Gemara Rashi and Tosfos based on the Gemara have a lengthy discussion regarding this point. Will the ultimate Beis HaMikdash be built by Bnei Adam, by the Melech HaMashiach, or will it be built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara is involved with a detailed question of, is it possible for the Beis HaMikdash to be built, right, on Yontif? And there are differences when it comes to the Heter of the Shtei HaLechem. So the Gemara seems to say that yes, it can be built at that time. So how is that possible? So Rashi quotes the pasuk of Mikdash Hashem Koron Yavecha, that the Beis HaMikdash Lasidav will be built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam here seems to disagree with that view in Rashi and Tosfos that Medrash Debei quote. But on the basis of other Midrashim, the Rambam writes that the task of the Melech HaMashiach will be to go ahead and Ubone HaMikdash. Interestingly, that's what the Rambam writes first. And then Umakabe Simcha Yisrael. And then he will be the mechanism, the vehicle for Kibbutz Galios. Interesting order that the Rambam has, that Binyan HaMikdash will be preceded by Kibbutz Galios. That point is not so simple. And then v'chozun kolam yishvatim v'yamav kishayim yikoldem, and all the halachos that you find in the Torah that we were not able to fulfill living in a time when there is no Beis HaMikdash, all of them will be instituted, right? Makrif and karbanos, the Rambam writes, obviously there will be hakavas hakarbanos. There are some, of course, it goes without saying, who try to misinterpret a line in the Rambam when the Rambam speaks about koach hatfilah in Mor Nebuchim, as if to indicate that the Rambam felt that Akravas HaKavanos was just something that was temporary to accommodate the need of people, and that the Lossi Lavo won't be Sapikursus. The Rambam writes that all the mitzvahs of the Torah are Noheges Lodoros. They always have to apply. And the Rambam's Mufurish that even most HaMashiach, of course you're going to have a Beis HaMikdash. And of course you're going to have Akravas HaKavanos. Right, the Hindus Meshach Chachma discusses that view in the Rambam. The Ramban, in the very being of Sefer Vikra, right, is very critical of that Rambam. But the Rambam seems to be very apologetic about HaKravas HaKarbanos, as if to assume that this was an accommodation, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bnei Yisrael for a certain amount of time because society around them was offering Karbanos. Meshach Chachma points out that he thinks the Rambam was only talking about Heter Bamos. The Rambam is not talking about HaKravas and Beis HaMikdash. That's a mitzvah daraisa. He's bothered by the following, the Meshach Chachma writes. Why is there a Heter Bamos? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that if necessary, at certain times in history, you can offer a Karban outside of the Beis HaMikdash, with something which is normally is not done? That, he says, is what the Rambam is talking about, that in some sense, accommodation was made because of the needs of people. But offering Karbanos and Zosim Nechasiyah Deyara Beis HaMikdash, yeah, that obviously, that's something certainly, which is a mitzvah of Lodoros. Even the Rambam writes, most of Mashiach, the first thing the Rambam writes, is you have all the mitzvahs will apply in there from Akivan Karbanos. And Va'osin Shmitan Vyovlos, the Chom Mitzvasa Amura B'Torah. And you will have Shmita Yovlo. After all, the Rambam writes that there's no Shmita Midaraisa Bizman Hazeh. The Shmita Tri is only Midrabanan. And what about Yovel? That's my focus between the Rambam and the Gaon and Paragudit Hilchos Yovel, whether there is such a thing as Yovel. Right? The Rambam writes that there should be such a thing as Yovel Midrabanan. Just like you have Shmita Drabanan, there should be Yovel Drabanan. But the Rambam writes, the Gaonim have declared that no, that's not true. That Bizman Hazeh, without a Sanhedrin, without a Bezdin, there is no Yovel whatsoever. Right, the Rambam writes that even though I thought to disagree, you should defer to the view of the Gaonim and Halakha Lemaaseh. That's what we do. We don't have a Yovel Drabanan Bizman Hazeh. It's interesting, almost amusing. Hasagas arrived in Paragidah Hilchos Shmita Yovel. The Rambam writes Hashita. He thinks there should be Yovel. And the Rambam writes, I defer to the Gaonim. And the Rambam is masig that no, you're not allowed to defer to the Gaonim. You have to paskin like the Rambam. But here the Rambam writes, you don't have to follow my view. And this is the one place that the Rambam says that no, you can't. You have to follow the view of the Rambam. Big naf kamina halacha. Is this coming your Shemitah or is it not? Well, it depends how your calendar works. The calendar we follow that you count year 49 and then you count year 1. If there's such a thing as a Shemitah drabanan, so 49, 50, and then you go ahead and count year 1. So we don't have yovel at all. Shemitah is only drabanan. The Rambam writes that yes, that these will go ahead and apply. Mimos HaMashiach. Right, now we pass and there is an extra year. Right, the question is, what about Bizman Hazeh? Is there an extra year? Right, so Machlokes Tanoim. Right, so then the Rambam writes the following: For Chol Misha Ino Maminbo, anyone who doesn't believe in Bias HaMashiach, only Sheino Machakel Biaso, or a person who maybe intellectually believes, but a person isn't Machakel Biaso, a person that doesn't anticipate the arrival. The Rambam writes it has to be Tzipisa LeYeshua. Yeah, it's not enough to, yep, there is such an institution, but it has to be Mitzapa LeYeshua. It has to be Mechaka LeBiyaso. Right? Lo B'Shar Nevim B'Van Hu Kofer. It's not simply, the Rambam writes, that we are denying the Divrei Nevim. Like the Rambam writes that Bias HaGoel is one of the Ikari Emunah. Like the Mishnah tells us that Ko Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Lam Haba. Right, it quotes the pasuk in the Haftarah, "Vamei kulam tzadikim." But the Mishnah tells us, with the exception of certain individuals, one of them is an apikores. So the Rambam at length, this is the Pirush Mishnayos to Parachelik, in the last parak of Sanhedrin, discusses what is an apikores. So the Rambam comes up with a chiddush and writes, "Apikores is a person who is eino mamun biyosodes haTorah, a person who denies principles of faith." Now the Rambam says, "What are the principles of faith? It's not so simple. What are the ikari emunah?" This was a real chiddush, a revolution that the Rambam had, that there's such a thing called Ikari Emuna. There were some who were of the opinion there's no such thing, that if you can show that this is a Torah value or a Torah view, so by definition, that is part of Torah, and anyone who denies that, it becomes an apikores. The Rambam had this notion, that the Rabbanel at one point is very critical of the Rambam, saying that the Rambam was influenced by his philosophy. That in the study of philosophy, you're used to an idea that there are certain more basic postulates and axioms, and then there are certain derivatives. So he felt that the Rambam was very influenced by that there are certain basic axioms that the Torah has. What are they called? Ikari Emunah. If you deny them, you're an apikores. If you deny certain other things, you're making a mistake. But you don't lose your chelek in Olam Haba. So the Rambam writes that what are they? So the Rambam develops that there are 13 different principles, 13 Ikari Emunah. Not everyone agreed, as mentioned. The Barbanel felt that everything should be an Ikari Emunah. And Rav Yosef Albo, another extreme, felt that the Rambam's list was too inclusive, was too exhaustive. Rav Yosef Albo writes that there are only three Ikari Emunah. One is, you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to believe in Sechar V'Onesh, and you have to believe in Geula. Those are the three of the Ikari Emunah. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sechar V'Onesh, and Geula. You know what another word for these three things is? Malchus, Sechonos, and Shofros. That's the view of Rav Yosef Albo. That's why these occupy such a prime place in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, because these are the Ikari Emunah. Malchus to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech, and after Zofer means Sechar V'Onesh, and Shofros means the Bias HaGoel, to believe in Geula. These were his Ikari Emunah. Right, you believe that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is corporeal? Oh, that's wrong. But you don't become an apikores for that. But the Rambam writes that no, that there are many, many more. So the Rambam says that you have to realize, if you don't believe, right, in Bias HaMashiach, not simply that you are denying the Divrei HaNeviim. But the Rambam writes that Elo b'Torah uva Moshe Rabbeinu, but you're being kofer b'Torah, because the Torah explicitly has a parsha that deals with Yimos HaMashiach. And what is that? Because Shaharei HaTorah Hi'ida Olam Shenemar, the Pasuk says, this is found in Nitzavim, in the very beginning of Perek Lamed, V'shav Hashem Lokecha Shvuska V'rachamecha, right? V'shav V'kibetzcha V'hayim Nidacha B'tzei HaShemayim V'abiyach HaShem. Right, this is the parsha that you have that deals with the theme of Geula. And the Elu HaDvarim HaMufurashim B'Torahim, this applies and includes the Kolim Kol HaDvarim Shenemar Al Yedei Kol HaNeviim. This includes everything that was also mentioned by the Nevi'im. It wasn't the Navi is being Macharish, something you don't find in the Chumash. But very briefly in Parshas Nitzavim, you find the theme of Geula, and what the Nevi'im are simply doing is elaborating on that. Okay, so this is what the Rambam writes, that you have to believe in Bias HaMashiach. This is something that you find in Devarim Perek Lamed. So if you look in this Parshas, Devarim Perek Lamed, you find that Tshuva plays an integral role in Bias HaMashiach. No, that's what the Parsha is speaking about. Right? If you look in the very beginning of Perek Lamed, so the Pasuk mentions again, it mentions all the Brachos and Klolos, Hashem Asadi Lefanecha, V'ashivos Ela Vavecha B'chol HaGoyim, Asher Yidacha Hashem Shalkech Hashama, and then Pasuk Beis, Yishavta Ad Hashem Elokecha, part of the process is you hear the words, you hear the Brachos and Klolos, Pasuk Beis is Yishavta Ad Hashem Elokecha Yishamata B'chola, right, you are obligated to do Tshuva. It's characterized, the Torah, as being B'chol Avavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Lev V'Nefesh, and then you have V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shvusa V'rachamecha, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and he will go ahead and bring about, right, the Geula, right, V'shav V'kibetzcha Mikol HaMashar Hepitzcha Hashem Elokecha Shama. Then there will be what the Navi Yeshayah is talking about, the process of the Kibbutz Golios. And then in Yadakha Bitse Ashman Yishamika Betzka Hashem Lokakum Yishamika Kakha. And regardless of where you're spread out, that will be the Kibbutz Golios. Then Vaviyah Hashem Lokakhlaritz Shayosha Vasekha Biushta. Then a Kodesh Baruch will bring you Teretz Yisrael, Beitivcha, Behivcha Miyavosecha, and there you will flourish in even greater manner than your forefathers. That ultimate Geula. Right? Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and wage war and have the Rachamim. He will show Rachamim to you, right? And then he will go on to have the process of the Kibbutz Golios, and that will be the Tivcha B'Hirchom Yavosecha. That will result in either a greater time that you had before. Right? Yerushalmi writes that even already in Bayesheni this was true. In what sense was this true? That the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael of Vayisheni was greater than the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael of Vayis Rishon. And Yerushalmi quotes this pasuk of Yitivcha B'hivcha Miyavosecha, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu even already brought us back in Vayisheni, which is already the seeds for the ultimate Geula. So that is something that was even greater than the original Hakamas Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam writes that if you deny Bias HaMashiach, if you deny the whole idea of Geula, you are denying something which is Mefurish in the pasuk. And this is the parsha the Rambam speaks of. But what's very important is that as a prerequisite for Geula, the Torah writes, V'shavta Ad Hashem Elokecha, that Shuv is something that is absolutely vital. You get the impression from the Gemara, this is a focus that you have in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Zayin, that Shuvah is a necessary condition. But there is an important comment that the Ramban says. This is what I wanted to read through you. There's a very, very famous, one of the most famous pieces from the Ramban is the Ramban at the very conclusion of Parshas Hazinu, where the Ramban points out that Parshas Nitzavim is not the only Parsha of the Torah that deals with Geula. There is another Parsha that you have also that deals with Geula in the very end of Parshas, the whole Shiras Hazinu. Then the Parshas Hazinu is where the Ramban discusses it. And here the Ramban writes some amazing observations. Right. I wanted to, Hidirach, if you should have it in front of you, maybe we'll read through these pieces. It's the Ramban that you have in Pasuk Men before you. Let's start six lines down from where the Ramban begins. The Ramban is describing what is the purpose of Parsha Hazinu. So the Ramban says, V'hinei Hashira Hazos, the middle of the line, Asher hi banu la'ed emes v'ne'emon. This Shira serves for us, right, as a worthy and truthful testimony. Tagid kol hamotzel so sonu b'biur. It tells us the future of everything that will happen to Bnei Yisrael and them. What is it? The hiskira tchila hachesed sha'asu imanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyaz shalakafnu l'chelka. The first thing it does is it speaks about the past, the tremendous chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in taking us as his nation. And the hiskira hachesed sha'asu imanu b'midbar. And it goes on to mention all the chasadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us when we were in the midbar. And va'asher now how he enabled us to be able to go ahead and conquer lands of mighty and great nations. And v'rov ha'tova v'ha'osher v'ha'kavod I'm sharing chilanu ba, and all of the greatness and the wealth and the honor that we were able to have by inheriting this land. Kimerov kol ha'tova, and yet, despite everything good that was done to us, Marvu b'Hashem l'avod avodas kibuvim. We rebelled HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're over avodah zarah. And therefore, b'hizkira, the Shira goes on to mention now, Kaas asher haya milchonav aleihem, ad sheshalach b'hem ba'artzam, dever v'cherev v'chayev rav v'cherev. And therefore, as a result of the terrible acts of avodah zarah that we committed, it aroused a great anger in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, causing him to send us out of our land, and it caused all of the suffering that we have of Dever, V'ra'av, V'chayav, Ra'av, V'cherev, and so on. And the Achrei Chen, and after this occurs, that Pizer Osonu B'chol Ruach M'peah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads us out to all corners of the world. And the Yadua, the Ramban says, and it is known very well to us now, Ki Chol Zen Yistayim V'hi Chen, and sure enough, that's what happened. That after the Torah was already given, we entered Eretz Yisrael, we built the Beis HaMikdash, but because of the Chataim, again, the Torah is speaking quite a lot about the future, because of the Chataim that the Torah says we are going to be guilty of, it is going to cause a terrible Kilus Golios. The Torah there is predicting what will in fact happen in the future. This is what the Ramban, much has been discussed about this. The Ramban writes that included in Parshas Ha'ezinu is all of the history of Bnei Yisrael, right? And this is a reference to the Churban Habayis and the fact that we will be sent into Golus. Now, V'omra HaShira, and yet Shira Sazino tells us, He Basof, that ultimately, Yashiv Nakam Letzarav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and he will again avenge the enemies of Bnei Yisrael, Umi Sonav Yishalem, and he will cause those who hate us to go ahead and pay for what they have done to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will again go ahead and bring us back in the time of the Geula. Like Ve'hatam, and why is this? Ki heim asu kol ha'ra'os imanu v'sim asu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's an important concept the Ramban has, that why is it that we experience so much hatred of the non-Jews? Right? Everything that they do is a result of their hatred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki lo yisnu es Yisrael ba'avur sha'asa avodas bilulim kohen. They do not hate Bnei Yisrael because Bnei Yisrael were chotei. We were chotei, we were over avodah zarah. That, the fact that we were willing to assimilate into their culture, is not the reason that they are so vindictive against us. Right? That's not the case. Rach bavur shelo yasu kamaseihem. But rather it is for the opposite. It's because of our unwillingness to be like them. And what is it? B'yavdu es HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yishma et mislosav. And below Yischatnu Bohem, the fact that we are Shomer Torah and Mitzvos, and we refuse to marry into other nations of the world. And below Yochu Nizib Chayhem, and we will not go ahead and eat together with them. And Vayavozu Avodas Gilulim Shelahem, Vayavaru Osam Mimokam Oseihem. And the fact that we, right, reject and despise their idolatry, and we destroy the places of their Avodah Zarah. So that is why that we are hated. We are not hated by the non-Jews because of our willingness to assimilate, the Ramban says, but rather because we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uki'inyan sha'amar, and this is what is meant by Ki alecha haragnu kol hayom, because of you, we are killed throughout the day. Right? The pasuk that you have in Perek Mem Dalet of Tehillim. What does that mean? That because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is why we are suffering. The hatred that is directed against us is hatred that these non-Jewish nations of the world really have against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, So in pain, if that is really true, if the reason that we are persecuted is because we represent Am HaNivchar, and therefore destroying us is an attempt to lash out against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so in pain, it is because of the other nations of the world's hatred of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have to suffer everything that we do. And the Haim Sarav U Misan Av, they are the ones, the other nations of the world, who are the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they are the ones who hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Va'alav Lehina came by him. And therefore, it is the responsibility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately to be the one, to be Goel, to be the one to seek the Nekama. It's not a hatred directed toward us that we respond. It is directed toward us because we personify, we embody, in their eyes, right, Dam HaNivchar. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to go ahead and seek to it. This is a very common theme that we discussed in the keynotes. That we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the kinos, and we say that maybe very well that we committed chatan, and maybe yes, Eina Chinami, that we didn't live up to everything we should, but the ones who you allowed to punish us are people who hate you and to despise you. So if that's the case, for your own sake, L'man Shemecha, you have to redeem us. Good, we are deserving, but realize that the ones who are the vehicle of our suffering, even if we deserve it, are ones who are waging war and claim to be victorious at destroying you. This is what the Ramban says happens during Golos. Now, the Zed Dover Baruch, and the Ramban says it is sufficiently clear, the Agal HaGeula HaAsida Yatia, this is a reference to the ultimate Geula. Don't make the mistake and say this was a reference to the Churban Bayis Rishon, and then everything was patched up in the time of the Bayis Sheni. No, this is a reference to the ultimate Geula. How do you know that's true? Because he, the binyan by Yesheni, lo harninu goyim amaot. Because the Torah says that when this time comes in Parshas Hezinu, harninu goyim amaot, that the non-Jewish nations are going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they also are going to rejoice. That didn't happen in the time of by Yesheni. Right? Rak lov olehem, but rather they mocked us, they made fun of us. Ma ha'yehudim ha'mumalim osim. Look at these poor Jews, look at what they're doing. They're pulling themselves, they're trying to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. V'ha'yu gidoleihem avadim b'heicha melech bavel. And even the great leaders of the Bnei Yisrael were simply servants, right, to non-Jewish kings, even during the period of Bayis Sheni. So you cannot argue, the Ramban says, that the Geula was fulfilled, Atzach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to fruition because he let us re-enter and build the Beis HaMikdash. That didn't happen. We speak about a glorious time of Geula. That didn't happen. We were still mocked by all the nations. All of us were subservient to the nations. And during that time, you can't call that a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu avenged the hatreds of the nations. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not, during Bayis Sheni, go ahead and undo all the persecutions of those. So this is what the Ramban writes so far, that the reason that we are thrown into Galus, right, is in Achiyami because of Chatan that we committed, but the reasons that we suffered and were persecuted so much was something non-Jewish nations did lashing out again against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Ramban says it becomes the obligation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to redeem us, right, L'man Shmo, because this is his battle. And therefore this is the punchline that the Ramban says in the top of the next column, Dinei Ein Bashir Hazos Tnai Shuvah Va'avoda. And therefore Geula does not have associated with this, in this parsha, the precondition of Tshuva. That's the bottom line. If the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to redeem us is because that they are waging war against him, and that he has promised that he will defend his name, and we are just the vehicle because we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, if that's the case, then this Geula must come even if there is no tshuva whatsoever. Rak Yishtar Edus Shenasa Haroz V'Nuchal. This is just the Shtar Edus. This is a Shtar, Parsha says, you know, that we have, that we're going to suffer, but we are going to emerge victorious irrespective of whether we do tshuva or not. And V'Hu Yisvarach Yasa Banu B'Tov Chos Chema. It is true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act against us with anger and rebuke. Avolo Yashvi Sifrono, but he will never forget us and allow our memory to be erased. And HaKadosh Baruch will have to fight this battle of the Geula, and he has to bring about a kapara for his sake, because this is what the Geula is about. It's not something simply we are being chosen, we're being redeemed, but it's the war of the nations against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, in Cain, if this is the case, Hashira Hazos Hatacha Mubu Eres Begula Haasida, our Korchon Shel Hamidim. So therefore, this Shira, even against those Apikorsim who try to deny the authenticity of the Torah, look in Parshas Hezinu and see what it has foretold about all the history of Bnei Yisrael. And you see that it came true. So this is the greatest Shtaredus that we have of the Amikol Shel Torah, what the Torah speaks about in the future that we know already took place in the time of Korban. And Bechein Yizkir B'Sifri, and this is what the Sifri writes, Yidol HaShirazu Sheishba Ashav, and V'yeshba L'Shava, V'yeshba L'Sivavo. The Sifri says the greatness of Parshas Hezinu begins with the past, it tells us the present, and it foretells the future. V'yeshba B'Olam Hazeh, V'yeshba Olam Haba, it tells us about Olam Hazeh, and also tells us about Olam Haba. Ulazeh Ramaz HaKasuv Sha'amar, and this is what the Torah is alluding to when it says Vayavo Moshe Vayedaber Es Kol Divrei Hashir Hazos Bosnei Ha'am. Moshe came and he spoke Kol Divrei Hashira, his Kir Kol. It tells us that this Shira contains everything. Lahagid to tell us Shehi Koleles Kol Ha'asidus Lamo. In this Shira you can find everything that will occur to the nation of Bnei Yisrael. The imhik tan of the dibur, even though it is merely made up of a few words, nonetheless, he ir lahem in yaneha rabim, but it can be expounded greatly to allude to everything that happens. And then the Ramban concludes and tells us that ilu haisa shirazos mikhtav echad min hachozim batal chavim. Let's say you have an astrologer who would go ahead and write you a document predicting what would happen in the future. And Shehigidin would tell you Miratius Akris, would tell you the whole history of the world, what happened, and it would tell you what would happen in the future. And Kain Hayurah Lahaminba, you should believe in it. Why? And Velo Nachal Dabar Echad, when you see that the predictions start coming true, even if it was written by a bus of the dumb, you see it starts coming true, you believe in it. And it tells you what will happen in the future as well. So if that's the case, the Kavacholmer, that Afkianachnu Namin, when it's Safta Bechol Leiv, the Divrei Elokim, we who yearn and thirst to every word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nipi Nevi'o HaNe'eman Bechol Beiso, which was given to us Ayide Moshe, Asher Lohaya Lefana Vachav Kamo Alav HaShalom, who no one can be compared to, so Kavacholmer. This is Mamish Tidvar Hashem. If a boss of Adam would tell you what's going to happen, and you see the predictions come true, so of course you're going to listen to the predictions for the future. If the Torah tells you that this is what will happen, and we see that it happens up until where we now are in the period of Golos, so this serves, the Ramban writes, as a Shtar Edus, that what the eventual Geula will be. This is the Chiddush of the Ramban and Parshas Hezino. A lot's been written about this idea that the Ramban has, that everything throughout history is included in Parshas Hezinu, even though the Ramban writes that Tana B'dibur. That's one Kiddush the Ramban has. The other Kiddush is what the Ramban writes, that there are two Parshios in the Chumash of Geula. One is Parshas Nitzavim, that's mentioned explicitly by the Ramban. The second is what you find in Parshas Hezinu. And that's what the Ramban points out, that even though in Nitzavim, Geula is linked to Tshuva, that's the prerequisite, V'shafkat Hashem Lokecha. The Ramban tells us this is not true when it comes to Hezinu, that Geula will come even if Bnei Yisrael doesn't do any tshuva whatsoever, because the war of Golos is waged against Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, and he will have to defend Laman Shmo, irrespective of our personal behavior. These are two parshas you have in the Chumash. That's the fascinating parallel, Lechora, that the Gemara is alluding to. The Gemara just says very little. Be'ita means that there will be eventual time of Geula. Achishena means if we are Zolcha, it can be even earlier than otherwise decreed. What does it mean, Zach or Lozach? It means Ayde Tshuva or Shvarde Tshuva. So this is the Kiddush that you find, that the two terms that the Navi concludes of Bita Achishena, which the Gemara says two different types of Geula, that parallels two different parshas that you have in Chumash to deal with Geula. There's the Geula that you have, Ayde Tshuva, and that's Parshas Nitzavim. That is only Vishakar Hashem Lokecha. If that happens, then yes, Achishena, the Geula, will come about, right, all that more quickly. If that will not, Rachman Litzon, occur, the Ramban says you still have Havdafa, that there is no requirement of Tnai V'tshuva V'avoda, right? That stunning line that the Ramban has. Gula will come. So what the Navi Yeshaya tells us is Be'ita. It can be a long haul. It can be a very long and arduous process until that occurs. Therefore, this is what believed on Parshas Nitzavim, that the Shavta Hashem Lokecha, that is the other, that we can go ahead and speed it up to be able to accomplish the Gula, which is our eviction.